A promise to fight against the political establishment and clean the house has propelled Rodrigo Chavez into Costa Rica's top job. He celebrated his victory as president on Sunday, shortly after the first results were announced.
Entiendo el mandato que he recibido hoy.
I understand the mandate I have received today as an obligation to exercise my leadership with honor, efficiency, transparency and austerity, but also with solidarity towards the most vulnerable people in our country. I assume the sacred commitment to create a democratic government with dialogue respectful of the Constitution, the law and the Costa Rican values.
Chavez is seen by many as an outsider, a conservative economist who defeated former President José María Figueres from the National Liberation Front. The run-up to this election was filled with accusations and controversies. Former President Figueres faced allegations of corruption while he was in office in the 1990s. Chavez was accused of sexual harassment while working at the World Bank and had to resign to prevent an investigation. He denies any wrongdoing. But this result shows rising poverty and unemployment have made Costa Ricans prioritize the economy.
The message Chavez has is that everyone has to go, that everything that happened in the past 40 years is useless, and I'm going to solve this. Corruption was a priority in the election, and a large sector of the country is tired of the development model that has generated inequality.
Chavez promises to shake up the political class and has vowed to use referendums to bypass Congress to bring change. His supporters say it's what the country needs.
This new option appears as hope for us Costa Ricans, for women, especially working women, women who are fighting.
Costa Rica is considered the most stable country in Central America. It's been praised for its environmental policies and political consensus. Many fear Chavez's presidency will polarize the country even further, putting decades of stability at risk. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.